This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Income inequality has been increasing steadily in the United States. The richest 1% own about 40% of the country's entire wealth. But is this inequality in wealth really a bad thing? Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about the different arguments placed about income inequality on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Income inequality. What is it, really? And is it a problem? Well, that's going to depend on who you ask. Representing the yes, it's a problem camp is Christine Lagarde, a French politician who serves as the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. The IMF warns that wide income inequality can slow economic growth and suggests several ways to reduce it, including raising property taxes, taxing the rich more, and raising the eligibility age for governmental retirement programs. The idea behind such sentiment is that if the middle class is economically stagnant, consumer spending and overall growth will be depressed. On the other hand, representing the no, it's not a problem camp is small business owner Carol Roth. Inequality, she says, isn't the problem. The problem is the level of people in and near poverty, as well as the struggles of those in the middle class of late. The fact that some people have significantly more wealth makes no more of a problem than if those people were less wealthy. Well, New York Times columnist David Brooks argues that there is a growing class of people stuck on the margins generation after generation. This is caused by high dropout rates, the disappearance of low-skill jobs, the breakdown in family structures, and so on. If you have a primitive zero-sum mentality, then you assume growing affluence for the rich must somehow be causing the immobility of the poor. And he continues, low income is the outcome of these interrelated problems, but it's not the problem, not the cause. To say it is the problem is to confuse cause and effect. To say it is the problem is to give yourself a pass from exploring the complex and morally fraught social and cultural roots of the problem. It's to give yourself permission to ignore the parts that are uncomfortable to talk about, but that are really inescapably the core of the thing. Well, it's an inescapable fact that there are some really wealthy people in this nation and others that live in poverty. Some see that gap as the cause of the problem. Others see it as the result of the problem. Obviously, both sides see it differently. It's interesting to remember what Mark Ridley wrote in his book, The Rational Optimist. He wrote this, "Today, of Americans officially designated as poor, 99% have electricity, running water, flush toilets, and a refrigerator. 95% have a television, 88% a telephone, 71% a car, and 70% air conditioning. Cornelius Vanderbilt, the wealthiest man of the 19th century, had none of these." Well, the truth is that most of us will spend some time being poor and some time being affluent during our working lifetimes. In fact, half of all Americans between the ages of 25 and 60 will spend a year in poverty or near poverty. On the other hand, 73% of us will spend a year in the top 20% of all income earners. Count me in the camp that sees income inequality as a result, not a cause. As much as possible, we need to focus on equality of opportunity and let the results take care of themselves. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.